KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Mathieu Schreier from KCRW, and I'm here with chef and restaurateur Ludo Lefebvre, who is considered one of the most influential members of the LA food scene. From fried chicken at Ludo Bird to fine dining at Trois Mecs, his food is inventive and inviting. Today we will be playing excerpts of songs he's selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Ludo, what did you bring for us? Bonjour.
Bonjour Mathieu, ça va?
Ça va bien, merci.
Merci de m'avoir ici. Thank you very much for having me today.
Let's go into your first song. What's your first song
so,
out of those five tracks?
I know everybody's going to laugh at me, but my first song is Taylor Swift.
I know, I'm laughing. Why?
I like it. I always like her. I don't know why, you know. And I love the song, Check It Off. Okay. I've listened that, I would say, at least 3 or 4 times every week in the morning. It's a song who put me in good mood. Okay. I don't know why. Make me dance, whatever. I don't like to dance, but most of the time in the morning, I brush my teeth, I put the song. And that's a song, too, I'm putting with my daughter, Rev. When she don't want to brush her teeth in the morning, I put this song and she's laughing and she's dancing with me and she's brushing the teeth at the same time.
All right, let's get into it. Taylor Swift. That was Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. What else do you bring to us?
So I bring one, Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm. I didn't know too much about that when I was in France. I don't listen that a lot in France. But the one when I was in New York, I was eating in this restaurant called Bianca. And it's a very, very famous chef who have 2-star Michelin restaurant, Carlos. And he's like 10 seats at the bar. And they're putting the whole vinyl in the restaurant.
Oh, very cool.
And the food was just so good. And the ambiance, the food, I mean, everything was perfect. The service, I was alone, just me. I love to eat alone, you know. And with this sound, the food, it was just so, so deep. It was just so, I don't know, something happened. I just have an amazing time. I would never forget this dinner with this song, with Black Sabbath.
And let's get into it. This is Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. Wow, what a tune. That was Black Sabbath from Black Sabbath. All right, let's go. Oh, I like your third song. I can relate to that.
NTM, La Fièvre.
Yes, this was the first big French hip hop.
Oh, yeah. I grew up with NTM.
Yeah,
as a kid,
too.
I grew up with that. And NTM really inspired me when I start to do my pop up, Ludobite. I started Ludobite in 2007, my restaurant, ephemeral restaurant. And I didn't know what to put, you know, what kind of music to put in the restaurant. And I put all the time NTM.
Wow.
And actually, Mathieu, people love NTM. Like the American people love it. Everybody was asking me, what is this French rap? I didn't know French people was doing French rap. I mean, NTM, I mean, people love it.
So why this song in particular out of all of them?
La Fièvre was more because when I start my pop-up restaurant, I was finished to work in fine dining room and I was trying to find my way, what to do in my life, like what kind of food to do. And a lot of people was making me not mad, but I was just a little mad to try to understand what to do. And when you listen to La Fièvre, you know, he's mad with the cops, you know. I was a little mad with the system at that time, you know, to always cook in the fancy and frou-frou restaurant. So I want to break a little bit this image. So yes, I was it was a little bit the French Revolution in my head with this sound to La Fièvre.
La Fièvre means fever.
Fever.
So oh, yes. It's when you're running hot.
Oh yes, exactly, guys.
Boiling.
Boiling, like, yes. So no, it was really a great inspiration for me. Give me some energy.
Well, let's get into it. I haven't heard this in ages. Suprême NTM, La Fièvre.
Putain, 3 heures maintenant que je l'axe. Hâte de faire la bande kilométrique comme trop souvent. Le revoyant me précisant mon assistant. Il me faut d'arriver dans les temps pour un truc important quand t'apparaît devant moi une.
That was La Fièvre from Suprême NTM. What a flashback. This is Mathieu Schreier. I am here with Chef Ludo. And wow, I love this song. Let's get into your fourth track.
That's a big one, you know. Public Enemy. Fight the Power. Again, I grew up with that too. It was in the, I think for me it was in the 80s. I was, grew up in France and I was a teenager. So, you know, I did a lot of stupid things, you know, fight the power. I was grew up with what with my friend. I mean, it was like really stealing like gasoline in the car the night.
Yeah,
this
like
kind of stupid thing.
Country,
you know?
Country style.
Country style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm from the country. I'm a redneck from Burgundy, guys. It's not my fault. But I did a stupid thing when I was a kid. But we always listening with my friend, Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Then we feel very special, this music from America, you know, I mean, it just, yeah. You feel like, you feel very special, you feel like you're invisible, you know, you can do anything you want.
Were you already cooking into food at that time?
Yes, I was just started, yes, yeah. I was just started. Actually, that's why, you know, cooking really saved me. You know, when I was 14 years old, my dad put me to in apprenticeship. You know, to work in the restaurant business and go to cooking school, actually really saved me. The discipline of cooking at that time really like
recited you, gave you focus.
Yeah, yeah, focus and have a line to follow, something to do in life.
This is Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Let's get into it right now. That was Fight the Power by Public Enemy. What a track. Last but not least, what's your final song selection?
So it's a French band called Téléphone. You know, Téléphone, Mathieu. Yeah. How you can explain Téléphone? It was really like a rock and roll band. It's really like a little rebel.
Kind of pop rock.
Pop rock, yeah, French.
But
I mean,
with a bit of attitude.
Exactly, voilà. Attitude was very rare, you know, in the French music. And also, I remember this song, Un Autre Monde.
Un Autre Monde means another world.
Another world. And it was really the time where I was really looking to really move away from France. And so I was listening a lot to Téléphone, and this song, Un Autre Monde, always make me dream. And I think it's good for people now also to dream, to listen this song to now also, you know, Un Autre Monde. When you are a little depressed or, you know, you can listen this song and still dreaming about something better.
Yeah, feed your imagination.
Exactly. So this song, it was exactly what you say, you know, will like feed my imagination to go to leave France and go somewhere else, you know, Un Autre Monde. I love this song. And American people love Téléphone. The good energy
good
and
rhythm, good melodies.
Good rhythm, exactly, a lot. I love Téléphone.
All right, let's get into Téléphone, Un Autre Monde. Oh, that was Téléphone, Un Autre Monde. What a great song. Ludo, thank you so much for joining us on KCRB.com.
Merci, Mathieu.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRB.com/guest DJ project and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.